Haven't seen this in a while. A couple of good weeks of crop prices. Kim, what's going on?
Well, the prices have been good and they've been increasing. Now, you look at wheat prices on the Kansas City December contract, they went from $4.26 to $4.80. That's 54-cent increase there. You look down at corn, $3.21 on that December contract to $3.55. That's 34 cents for corn. Soybeans, $8.65 to $9.55, 90 cents. And cotton, they've been wallowing around about 65, 66 cents, but that's still relatively good for cotton prices.
What about the cash prices in all of those?
Well, you look at cash prices, wheat's up to about 435, 440 now. That's up from around 380. Corn, it's at 335 on the cash. That's up from around $3. Milo, $4.24. Milo, you go back a couple months, was lower than corn prices. So that's over a dollar increase for the sorghum prices. Soybeans, $8.80. Remember, they were down around $7.80, $7.85 earlier on. And cotton was down at 60 or 62 cents. Or that's where the cash cotton is right now, below that futures price. That's at 65 to 66.
Now, a little earlier, you were talking about the grain prices. Those are a little bit higher than usual. Why are we seeing those higher grain prices?
Well, I don't think there's any one single deal out in the market. I was reading a deal from Top 3 Marketing, Mark Gold. He was saying that right now there's a rumor about La Nina. It says that the U.S. harvest is allowed to be wet. That could delay that and reduce that corn harvest, reduce the quality. You got Brazil and Argentina are dry, and right now they're forecast to remain dry. The world depends on soybeans from Brazil and corn and soybeans from Argentina and Brazil. And then there's just a lot going on in China right now. Chinese corn is... There's a shortage of corn right now. They're not producing what they need, and their price is going up. Their wheat prices, they've been importing more wheat, more soybeans than they've imported in the past. So lots going in China. And then you've got COVID. The world is still nervous. And I think even the buyers and the sellers, they're holding that product a little closer to their vest. They're building stocks or maintaining stocks. Even in the Black Sea, I think Ukraine and Russia they're not exporting as vigorously as they have in the past.
You used the word nervous back there in your description. Is there a reason to be nervous or cautious of these higher prices?
I think there are. I mean, if you look at wheat, ending stocks, I mean, you're talking world ending stocks, 11.6 billion bushels. That's a record by a long shot. You look at corn, 12.5 billion bushels. The record's 12.6. This is the second high. And soybeans, 3.5 billion bushels. Record's 3.1. So high stocks, you look at cotton, 7.6 million bales. The average is 3.94 million. So we've got excess supply of every product. So yeah, I think there's some reason to be nervous with these higher prices.
How should Oklahoma producers benefit from that financially?
If you haven't sold your wheat, I think you need to sell on these rallies. Don't sell all of it, but I would go ahead and pull the trigger. This is the time of year that you need to sell Oklahoma wheat.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.